Hey, fellas, TGF, it is time for Firearm Friday. Yes, that was a long intro, and there's a reason that that was a long intro. That I'm going to find a certain section of that that I like, a little bit shorter section, and use that for my intro. That is an original track from a chick named Violet Hart, and I found her on YouTube. She's got some pretty awesome stuff. And so I'm going to throw some links out there for her stuff, by the way. Man, her stuff's pretty rocking. She does guitar and also some original piano stuff. Pretty crazy. Pants says, this ain't Stevie Ray Vaughan. She actually does some Stevie Ray Vaughan covers, but she's got some original stuff too. So as of now, I have permission to use all of her original stuff, which is cool. So I think I'm going to use an excerpt, like I said, of that one for this show, Firearm Friday. Speaking of that, welcome. Everybody's doing good. Everybody's ready for the weekend, I hope. We are live here on YouTube, of course. Simulcasting over on the Mo A Better Gun Channels site. There is a link on the YouTube side for that. So make sure you come over and check that out. It's free to join. Pretty much 24/7 live chats going on over there. And lots of other cool stuff. So speaking of gun channels, let's see who we got hanging out over there on that side. Some of these usually are pulling double duty, but we'll just we'll take a gander anyway. Looks like Dead Horse is hanging out over there. Moon and Cycle, Pants, Ralph, Sean, Scott, Arnold, and that would be Dale, I'm assuming. So, hey, fellas, how are y'all? And then over on the YouTube side, running through it, if I can get my little thing up here. Moose out there, Caleb, D-Temp, Guitar Man, Gizzard, Grim, Jared, Matt, which is also actually on the panel with us. Midnight and Hemi, Patriot, Phoenix, RL, all the usual suspects, of course, and then maybe even a few more. Who knows? So, yeah, what we're talking about tonight is going to be 30 caliber. And for some reason, I just messed my chat up. What happened? Oh, good Lord. That happens, I suppose. But, yeah, we're going to be talking about 30 caliber. There's a lot of different cartridges based on a 30 caliber. 30 caliber has been fairly popular for years, and we'll discuss that, and then we'll just go through a real quick top three favorite 30 caliber cartridges. So it won't be a Never Enough Ammo list. It'll just be, hey, here's my top three, and we'll be done with it. So, but before we do that, let's run through the room. As always, there's multiple invites out. Mel says, don't make him choose. So, yeah, I kind of feel the same way, Mel. There's a lot of good options to pick from on that. Mr. Rick from Rick's Life, as I see it, is with us. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for the invite. Maybe I should have read the topic before I joined. I had absolutely no clue about 30 caliber.
That's actually okay. We've mentioned that multiple times. There's nothing wrong with sitting on a panel and not necessarily knowing the subject. And the reason for that is because if we know the subject, we may tend to overlook certain things. And in that instance, you could bring up questions that would be beneficial to the show. So still a role to play there.
All right.
Don't feel bad. That's perfectly okay. Matt's with us. How are you, Matt?
Man, I am outstanding like a cow in a field.
There you go. Until you get tipped.
That's okay. I get up a lot easier than a cow.
There you go. Jelsma, how are you, buddy?
So I'm doing pretty good. A little sick this morning, but hey, we all recover eventually.
That mess is going around big time. Big time. Especially in our little neck of the woods around here. And G dropped in with us. How are you, G?
Thanks for the invite. You know, I know so much about 30 caliber that I was going to leave on the other side, but since you said that advice to Rick, I figure I will stick around.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're going to counter him. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to leave because I figured I would just be able to answer all the questions and that wouldn't be any fun for anybody. But since you gave me advice, I figure I'll stick around. It's good advice.
Right. I don't know what Patriots out there saying don't pick on. We need don't pick on Jonas. Not sure Shrike hasn't even jumped in. So he got enough picking on, I think, last night to do it for several days. So. Yeah, let's get started with it. Let's run through. I guess we'll run through backwards. That'll give Rick a chance to kind of hear everything, and then if he's got some questions to add or something like that, he can. So, I guess we'll start with G. The first question is, it's said by a lot that, you know, 30 caliber. In North America, it's pretty much the only caliber you need. You pretty much do anything you need to do with a 30 caliber. So it's an agree or disagree, and why?
Well, for like hunting, you mean?
Do what now?
For like hunting, you mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, general, you know, yeah, multi-purpose. For varmint hunting, it may not be, of course, but I mean, you could shoot a gopher with a 30 caliber or a rabbit. It's a little bit of overkill, but.
No, I don't think about varmint hunting. I guess I was thinking more like if you're talking like WROL or whatever you want to call that, or, you know, that kind of thing, or bug out type of situation, then, you know, 30 cal is definitely adequate, but there's bigger stuff necessary for, you know, defense of the country kind of stuff. But as far as hunting, then, yeah, I'd say it's pretty much a jack of all trades, except for when you get to distance, right? That's where it's weakness. That's why I think the other calibers, you know, exist and do their thing.
But yeah, I think distance. Go ahead.
Well, as far as just the mammals we have here, though, yeah, 30 will take out everything.
Yeah, I think distance with a 30 caliber. I think we're talking projectile at this point, not necessarily cartridge. So, you know, you can certainly get out, you know, get that range on out there with some of the different cartridges available in 30 caliber for sure. So, Gelsma, agree, disagree? Why?
I'm going to agree with that. I think 30 is pretty much the most universal. There's a reason why militaries have used that size for years and years and years, and why it's the most popular for hunting as well. And there are some cartridges that could definitely reach way out there that are in the 30. So.
Yep. Matt, you're on deck, buddy.
I mean, a 30 cal can do anything from anti-air to anti-man to anti-animal. And, you know, I don't want to keep saying anti, but it can kill almost anything on the continent. So, yeah, it's great stuff.
What's Tardot saying out there? Tardot says he thinks it's the king. He said for medium to big game, because the variety in sizes, plus add the fact that you have varieties that fit, well, basically multiple distances. Some of them are brush guns, some of them, you know, distance, some of them short range. Kind of fills the, kind of runs the gamut, I guess, what Tardot's saying there for different ranges. Also for projectile weight, depending on what cartridge you're talking about, you could be as light as a 90 grain, typically about 110, 115 grain or so. It's about the lightest you see in most of the common, anyway, 30 caliber cartridges. And we'll get into those, some of those cartridges here in a little bit, because there's quite a few of them. And, yeah, then you can go up, especially if you're talking into the subsonic stuff, just because of the sheer length of the projectiles at that point. I mean, you can get up into the 250 grain range, something like that. So massive amounts of grain weights in between 90 and 250. So, you know, definitely one of the more versatile calibers. You really don't see that in you know, say a 22 caliber or something like that. Rick, I'm gonna bring Rick in here. Anything to add, anything to ask or question that might have popped into your head, Rick?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's right now I'm just thinking, well, if 30 caliber seems to be the, you know, the all-round caliber to have, but as you said, there's all different types. I guess later in the conversation, I mean, if I was going to buy, you know, 30 caliber rifle, that's what we're talking about, basically, is what's the sort of best one to buy that's going to cover the most things?
Right. What chamber?
Or, you know, from hunting to self-defense, basically, type thing.
Yeah, certainly. And, that's what
we'll find out.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to. What we're sort of going to get into here. They're talking about 8mm out there. Well, 8mm is not a 30 cal. 7.62 by 39 is. So then 35 Remington, they're talking about out there. Yep, that is one. There's a ton of them. And we'll, we'll go through a few. I mean, some that I've had experience with. I guess I'll go first here, and then we'll run it back through the room again. But some of the ones I've had experience with, obviously, your 762 39, 762 54R, 30-06, 308, 300 windbag, 300 Weatherby mag, 30 carbine, 30-40 Krag. Oh, good Lord. There's so many. Yeah, pretty much the ones that I've had dealings with. Oh, 300 blackout, duh. You know, and out of those, I find that, you know, if we're not talking, price, you know, ammunition price. Once we factor that in, which that's something we probably should talk about, especially with the considerations Rick has put forth. But price aside, I think that probably 300 blackout for me is going to be the most versatile. Next to that, maybe the 762 by 39, more versatile for, you know, an all around, like Rick is talking about, for multiple purposes. The only drawback to both of those is I don't think you get the range like something with especially a Magnum 300 Weatherby mag or 300 Win mag. So you know, that would be one drawback. You could do a lot of different things out to probably about 300 yards or so after that. I don't know. I think it'd start to get a little iffy with either one of those calibers. But I think both of those are pretty good calibers for versatility. So we're running back through the room, and that's what we're talking about at this point is versatility. We'll go to Matt first. What's your opinion on that?
I'm a big fan of 308 Winchester. You know, I've always been a fan of the M14 and sniper rifles in general. You know, weird because I ended up a medic, colorblind. Let's not get into that. But you can chamber it, or you can load it down to almost being able to have a bit of varmint left if you decide to go varmint hunting, and you can go all the way up to grizzlies and elk with it. And I just think that's totally rad, the way that it can cover that entire range. Good. Come on in, Midnight. Just interrupted all your restaurant noises.
Oh yeah, yeah. He likes to jump in and make an entrance for whatever reason.
Hey, it's party time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure it is.
Yeah, last night I muted when I was doing the dishes.
Yeah.
One of those hamburgers was supposed to come with coleslaw and not fries. So could we get that changed up real quick?
Yeah, and I didn't.
Ding! I gotta go. Ding!
Hey! I didn't get my extra apple pie. So can you take?
I got your apple pie right here, buddy. I got your apple pie.
There's supposed to be two for 99 cents. I only got one for some reason.
I wanted my ice cream to not touch the apple pie. I wanted to be separate, not on the same plate, but separate. And if the plate could be warm, but then the ice cream separate.
You see, but I don't. Yeah. I want my fries on my apple pie. I will not touch any fry that did not on the apple pie.
Well, it's nice to know that me showing up just totally destroyed your show, Clover.
Totally changed it into a food chat. Yeah, it did.
Hey, can I get sweet potato fries instead?
But sure, you can get sweet potato fries.
That's an option. I'm going to change the coleslaw to regular curly fries.
You're going to have to go. You have to go to our complaint department. Her name's Helen. Helen Waite. If you go downstairs, you can talk to Helen Waite.
To Helen Waite. That's fine. Okay, Since you're here, it's time you got to answer the questions. Then, agree or disagree on 30 caliber being you know the king of calibers in North America, basically, as far as you know hunting, multiple purpose you know use, and what's the most versatile you think of the 30 caliber cartridges?
Yeah, I think it's super popular. It's just kind of made itself popular by having so many different chamberings, I think, you know, which is pretty cool, which is nice. It keeps the cost down on the projectiles. I think that's awesome. I just bought a 308, my first 308 this year, because I think it's
a super versatile caliber. So I really like the medium action 308 versus, you know, like an .06 or, you know, some of the other, like 300 blackout or something like that. I like the 308.
Right. Jelzma, what about you on versatility?
Well, my favorite thing about the 30 cal is using 22 caliber Sabots.
You know,
for
what?
Varmint hunting.
I was wondering if somebody was going to bring that up, the accelerators. I was wondering if somebody was going to mention that.
They are awesome.
And you can, I don't think they sell commercial accelerators anymore, do they?
No, I don't think there's any loaded. I'm pretty sure they still sell the Sabots with the projectile that you could load yourself. Because I was actually talking to somebody in, I think, yesterday's chat on the little in the lobby or whatever about that. And I was saying, start at like 10 grains of red dot and then work your way up from there. That's what my load manual said. So,
yeah, I've got quite a few here in a cabinet. And they come from, if I'm not mistaken, E. Arthur Brown. That's where they come from. So I know for a fact they're out there and they're for sale. What I was talking about was commercially loaded. I haven't seen any commercially loaded in years. And if you get on a lot of the ammunition collector groups and stuff like that, those have a pretty good collector's value. So I would recommend if you run across some of those in a store or a pawn shop or something like that, it's probably going to be an older box, and I would not advise buying them and then taking them out and shooting them, because they're probably, you could probably buy four or five boxes of at least of plinking rounds for what you could sell it for. D-Temp says, yeah, those accelerators used to be popular back in the late 70s. Yeah, you used to see them pretty regular. I can remember my grandfather and dad both in 30-06, of course, having those. I have actually played around with using those for different cartridges. Primarily, you've seen them with 30-06, but I played around with them with 30-30s and 300 blackouts and 308s and all kinds of things. Just playing around there. It's kind of fun to take something like that and see what you can do with it. What are your thoughts on versatility?
Well, I can tell you about those Sabots. First off, it sounds exotic, and that scares me. But the idea that you're going to use that thing that looks kind of scary and looks kind of military looking and then call it an accelerator, bullets are already going too fast for a victim to get out of the way. So I don't think you should be accelerating bullets. I think there should be sensible laws against something like that.
There should be common sense velocity control. That's what it needs to be. Yeah.
Standard velocity. Let's just stick to standard.
Yeah, it needs to be. Everything needs to be standard velocity. Yeah, the 300 Win Mag, there's no need. As long as it's moving 1,040, 1,050 feet a second, that's plenty.
It only takes 1,000 per second to kill a deer. If you need more,
yeah, the deer is just as dead. The deer is just as dead. Yeah, it's just
you're not a good shot if you need more velocities than that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's ethical. It's not ethical also to use those fast bullets like that.
Yeah, you got to give the deer a chance to get out of the way.
I mean, you know, they shoot faster. You know, the faster the bullets are, the more you can the quicker they come out of the barrel, too. So, you know, they're almost fully automatic bullets.
Yeah, they should be banned along with the assault bullet should be banned along with the assault rifle.
Well, I think when they come out of the barrel real fast like that too, the brass comes out faster, and you could hit somebody in the eye.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That burns people.
So does that mean I have to get rid of my third round pick now?
Are we probably in order like 3-1 or something, or are we just going with the versatile one?
Oh, we're talking about – no, we're just discussing now. We're not really picking our top three. Yeah, we're just talking versatility. So it may not even be one of your top three. I mean, well, you may prefer three over the one that you think is more versatile. That's possible. I don't know why. But
this is one of mine, but I'm going with 308. You can not only use it from everything from a bolt – I think there's even levers in 308 to everything else, but then – I have things that were 303, stupid 303, converted to 308. So it's also super old, and we're still using it. So I think it's, I mean, I can't, I'd have to think hard to think of a more versatile round, maybe the 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You, but you like the 22 also. Yeah. But yeah, that's it's a good one. Now let's talk, you know, we've talked hunting. We've talked about the hunting. We've talked about the versatility a little bit. Let's get into the range issue, because when I talked to earlier, I didn't, I wasn't speaking in terms of range. And let's say that, first let's go to Rick and let's make sure nothing else has come up. Have you got anything that's popped in your head? Questions, Rick?
Not at the moment. I'm listening.
So let's say that Rick has access to, I don't know, a 1,000-yard range. And he wants to shoot some steel, maybe punch some paper, just have a little fun. I mean, he wants a pretty good ring when it hits the steel down there. He doesn't want to necessarily lob them in. And there's quite a few big Magnum cartridges out there. I don't know if everybody on the panel is familiar with the different Magnums that are out there, but there's certainly several that are plenty capable to do that type of distance and have a lot of fun and potentially even be effective for a, for a medium-sized game anyway. I know around here, it seems like year in and year out, I see people making, 700 and 800 yard shots on whitetail. So, certainly if you stepped it up to something like a 300 Magnum, 300 Weatherby Magnum, 300 H&H Magnum, something like that, then I think you certainly would have the capability to take a deer at 1,000 yards. Now, that's sort of throwing ethics out the window. I don't know why you would need to take a shot on a whitetail deer at 1,000 yards, but I guess the capability. I guess the capability to do it and whether or not it's ethical are two different discussions. And right now we're having the capability discussion. So,
well, if you're on one hill and it's on another hill and it just happens to be 1,000 yards between you.
Right. Right. So, yeah, well, what do you think as far as the, in the 30 caliber, best cartridge probably for longer range?
G?
Yeah.
I almost know nothing about that, so
I don't know. I know that.
From what I understand, the 30 is big, fat bullet, so the problem with no matter how fast you throw them downrange, they're big, fat bullets, so they get pushed around by the wind, and they go with those smaller diameter, the narrow diameter rounds, to throw them out there lighter and faster so that the wind's less of an issue. But that's about as much as... Remembering about long range stuff.
Yeah, but in 30 caliber, you can overcome a little bit of that by going with a heavier and longer projectile, and you can overcome some of that.
So basically, saying by making the projectile with enough mass, then wind just doesn't push it around.
Yeah, it bucks the wind. In other words, yeah, and that's where some of your Magnum stuff comes into play, because you're increasing the weight, the mass, whatever, however you want to call it, of that projectile. So, need a little more oomph to get it out there, of course.
It seems to me too, then, if that's the case, then I think I would prefer, I don't know, like say which one is the best or nothing. I know there's a whole book of them to choose from, but I think I would rather have a 30 caliber big bullet going out at distance than just a little two whatever going out at distance, just because I'd rather have a bigger hole from the two. Because that's my thing when I hear that concept of going narrow to get out faster and more straight, I was like, great, so you're sacrificing being able to actually shoot, and do the math of a curve with a big old 30 caliber that's dropping. Instead, right, you're going straighter, but now you've got less mass out there. Why wouldn't you want mass downrange? You want even more mass when you're shooting that far away, I would think. So I like the idea of a big 30 cal going downrange.
Right. See, we got, looks like we got Alaska that jumped in, and Outlaw out there, Alan is pro. So what's up, guys? Cycle Camp out there is saying, the 30-06 retains, a minor, but not inconsiderable edge over more modern 308, in its accommodation to the 220 grain. And that's actually true. That's something that I was kind of waiting for somebody to bring up too, about the 30-06 tends to be looked at, especially by the younger crowd, tends to be looked at as almost an obsolete cartridge. And the 30-06 is a bad to the bone cartridge. I mean, the military would have not used it if it was not effective for many, many different things. I don't think they would have chosen it. Now, there was another point out here too. Where were they? Legally concealed. He says, he uses the 300 Win Mag with the 190 grain Sierra Match King. And yeah, that's, with 308, generally I shoot for the 165, 168 grain stuff. But then when I want range, I bump up to a 300 mag, and I'm usually running 180 or 190 grain in that, either my Win Mag or my Weatherby mag, either one. So, getting back on to the panel, we'll jump back over to Gelsma here. What are your thoughts on this range issue?
So I'm going to throw out the undisputed king of the 30. It's going to be the 3378 Weatherby. It throws a 220 grain pill at like 3,600 feet per second. They were used by Canadian Special Forces, I do believe, or Australian for a while in the 90s before 338 Lapua. Mm-hmm. They're like mile cartridges. I mean, as far as hunting, yeah, ethics plays into it. But as far as like a military cartridge, they're the potential of a 30 because of the weight versus coefficient. And like I said, it's the most versatile of any other size. But the 3378, I think, by far outweighs every other 30 cal as far as distance.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I tend to lean on the 300 Weatherby myself, but yeah, that 3378 is definitely a beast for sure.
Well, that's because you like to load like 18 or what, I think it's 28 grains less powder with a 300 Weatherby.
Well, no, it's more that I own the one and I don't own the other, and it would be interesting to see, because I load, so I'm not concerned about ammunition. I know how expensive 300 Weatherby Magnum ammunition is. The 3378, I would be afraid to probably even look at it. And
I have one. That was gifted to me.
Yeah.
That was gifted to me by my wife's grandfather before he passed away. And I can't afford to shoot it, period. I just can't.
What does it run? How much does it run?
Last time I was in Cabela's, a box was around $280.
Oh my god!
20 round box, but that's Cabela's. Yeah. So yeah. I'm pretty sure there is cheaper 3378 out there. I haven't looked, and it looks nice on my wall. So
even if it's half that, you know what I'm saying? That's still you're talking 338 Lapua, you know, or something crazy like that. Even that's even more than that. That's probably at half of what you're talking about. That's still twice 338.
Well, the 3378 is also the only 30 caliber cartridge that is legal in some African countries for dangerous game hunting.
Right. Right. Matt, go to you. What's your thoughts on long range?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 300 Win Mag, because it is the first thing that I came on my Google search of long range 30 cals.
There you go.
Because I've never had any desire to shoot past 300 meters. And if I'm being honest, the only reason I wanted to do that was qualify with my rifle.
Yeah. Well, that's why I brought up just plinking. If you had access to a range that was, say, 1,000 yards, 1,000 meters, and had some steel out there or something, and you wanted something to, you know, to legitimately play around with, kind of use that scenario rather than anything else. Midnight, what do you say?
Well, I guess, you know, the 300 Win Mag is used militarily too now a lot with snipers. That's pretty cool. But one thing I don't have a whole lot of experience with are the Ultra Mags, like the Remington Ultra Mags. I don't know, man. Those are pretty monstrous when you get into the belted mags, you know?
Right.
I'm not sure how do they make a 30 caliber Ultra Mag, or is it up in the 338s?
Yeah. They make a 30.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's gotta be moving, man. I mean, you put like a 200 grain bullet in the Ultra Mag, that thing's gotta be screaming, you know?
Yeah, they make an Ultra Mag, a short Ultra Mag.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do remember seeing that in my Lyman's book. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have any experience with them. I'd love to shoot one. I'd like to get a hold of one and just to feel the recoil, you know, just for shits and giggles. But
right. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I hear you. Phoenix out there says 375 H&H. That's not a 30 caliber, though. Like a 38 caliber, 37 caliber, at least. What do we have out there? Dale out there says that the Midway has some 3078 on sale right now for $85.49. Do you know, Dale, since you looked, is that a box of 20 or is that a box of 10? When you get up into some of that expensive stuff, I've noticed that some brands only do it by the 10, which is weird.
Well, I think that's because it's so expensive and you're not going to go out and just like shoot it all afternoon. You're going to shoot a couple and then go hunting, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So now we're back to Rick. Anything you want to add, want to ask, Rick?
No, really. But I was thinking that from what people were saying is the 30-06 seems to be the old boy of the crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, like me and my 45 ACP. You know, people think it's old and slow. So the 30-06 must be the equivalent in the 30 caliber range.
Well, the 30-06 is also super long, so it makes the gun huge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you're talking a long action versus a medium action. That's why the 308 is kind of nice, because it's a medium action versus that big old 30-06, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, you still got to respect that 30-06. They have, you know, entire graveyards full of men killed during World War II with that round.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why they probably should.
Oh, for sure.
They probably should ban it too, because that's, you know, a straight up military round. No civilian has a use.
I heard it was made for war.
Everybody.
It was. So that's the only thing it's used for. And killing elephants, I think, too. Somebody told me you were killing elephants, too. But
battlefield rifle.
Yeah, I'm actually looking into that. Yeah. Most places where you can hunt an elephant won't allow anything smaller than a 375, which is why I have my eye on a 375 Ruger.
Right. Right.
I mean, because I want to buy a rifle eventually. I mean, in the gun club I belong to, our rifle range is 300 yards.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's plenty. That'll be challenging, but not so far that you'd never be able to get good.
Yeah.
4570.
I inquired about elephant hunting, but it turned out none of the zoos around here accept any caliber.
I know, isn't that sad? I tried to get into their lottery programs and everything else. It just didn't happen. So, Hey, Ned, see Ned out there, and a few more come in that haven't seen recently, Ned and Walter. So, hey, guys, what's up? Scott's talking about some 7.62 by 39 explosive ammo. I don't know about that. And a cycle camp throwing out, he's throwing out some, I guess, some options for 300 yards for Rick there.
Rufus, they'll put a little bit of explosive or what into the middle of the projectile, and then it has a little more oomph.
There's a secondary charge.
Exactly. There's some old eight millimeter stuff like that that has a secondary charge in the inside. It's got a, when it hits, it drives a pin back into it and they explode.
The 30 is a big enough caliber, I guess, that they can do that in. So they probably have it for multiple calibers in the 30 diameter.
Completely off topic, but Scott, I'm going to blame Scott for it out there because he was talking about this explosive ammo stuff. Has anybody ever taken I've done it with 4570, but taken a 4570 and drill it and then put a 22 blank in it, where when you like hit steel or something with it, it explodes? Anybody else done that?
No, but that just sounds like the best idea.
Wait, you're talking about drill a hole in the projectile, put a 22 blank backwards in it so that when it hits, it shoots the projectile backwards at you with the power of a 22? No, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, but it doesn't shoot it backwards.
The power of a 22? Oh, that's terrifying.
It sounds like you're putting the primer forward, which means it's going to blow that projectile right back at you, just like a pool ball hitting the side of a pool tip.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you're shooting steel at, 100 yards and you've got a 22, blank, it's very powerful. Yes. Yeah. It's liable to get somebody 300 or 400 yards behind you if you're not careful. So, yeah.
I've seen that video of the guy with the 50 cal where it comes back and knocks his hat off. That's what I picture.
Yeah. With a 22. Yeah. That's going to happen.
No, but
a 22 push 405 grain slug on top of that.
What about those ram sets, those little 22s that are super short, little ram set blanks?
We just use a box of regular 22 blanks we had, which are, they were about the size of a 22 short or something.
You'd probably need them to be longer anyway, otherwise they wouldn't really stay in there.
Well, I mean, because you can get them at the hardware store, right, for putting nails into concrete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was saying, but those things are pretty small. They're almost like a thumbtack. If you're talking about drilling a hole in a projectile, you don't want it to just fall out. You want it to stay in there. So a 22 short or a 22 blank is like a 22 short. It's a little bit more shaft, I guess, to stay in there.
Hot glue will seal it up pretty good. I mean, we do 4570. We're working them in, and we just load them one at a time. We don't put them in the tube on the lever rifles, but
okay.
Just for safety, for safety's sake, that wouldn't be good for him to be end to end and set one off in a tube. That would end your day real quick. So, getting back to now, Phoenix out there says the 30 caliber is a good caliber for cooking fish. Yeah, that's true. It's a very good caliber for testing the muzzle blast on a fish for sure. So yeah, the next thing we're gonna jump on real quick here, I think, is price, and then we'll probably go to our list and finish up. But before we do that, I want to give away a Tactical Leprechaun sticker. Let me pull up my.
I just looked over on Edge's channel on Gun Channels, and he's not doing a chat tonight. Just FYI.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine. So, I mean, if we go a little long, that's cool. But if we cover our topics, then...
I've heard it's because his turnout is so low because he can't follow this show.
Oh, well, you know what? I tell everybody to go over there. I don't know what else to say.
Like they're gone.
Right. So, I'll need some help. I can check.
What you just typed on the side there, you want us to just say that?
Oh, yeah, just everybody just shout that out real quick. No, that's the answer. So, get ready. Here we go. Somebody want to watch one side or the other? I can watch either side.
I'm watching YouTube.
Okay. I'll watch the Gun Channel side then. The question is, to win a Tactical Leprechaun sticker, what cartridge is the 300 Win Mag based on? What cartridge is the 300 Win Mag based on? No, it's not.
It's a 22 long rifle.
Right.
50 BM. A very long
stretched.
Is that Dead Horse?
I don't think there are actually two that are considered as parent cartridges.
But the
375 H&H Mag is what most people will tell you.
But
the first one I saw on YouTube that's anywhere near right is the 338 Winchester, which is often considered parents. That was a 2 Live Moo.
That was Dead Horse, though.
Yeah, Dead Horse.
So, Dead Horse, if you want your sticker, just shoot me an email, live@clovertac.com, and we'll get that sent to you, buddy. Congrats. I'm not Bob, so, yeah. Now, Mel over there, he came in a little late with it on the YouTube side, I see. But, yeah, well, there we go. Let's run through and let's talk price a little bit. And I've got a funny feeling I'm going to weigh in last on this. But I got a funny feeling there should be a consensus, a pretty good consensus on this, I would think. But as far as price point for ammunition, what's the most reasonably priced, easily acquired, I guess, ammunition in 30 caliber? We'll start with Midnight.
Right now, man, I mean, you can get it super cheap, 7.62 by 39, right?
Yeah.
1,000 rounds for what, $250?
Way less than that. Way less than that right now. $200? $209, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Matt.
You know what? I'm going to go with the 327 Federal, just because he already pointed out the 7.62-39. And pistol ammo tends to be cheaper than rifle.
Okay. Gentlemen. Uh-oh. He's muted or putting kids to bed.
Yeah, it happens.
There it is. So 30-06. Because you can find it at every Walmart, most gas stations, and it's like, what, $12 at most for super cheap green box Remington. So,
yeah, and that's a good point. There's one little podunk gas station that's sort of down the road from me. Outside of that, you're looking 15-20 miles to a store. So, Walmart or something like that.
What,
so,
caliber? I missed it.
He said 30-06. And the little podunk gas station here, they keep, shotgun shells and some various rifle calibers and stuff. They do have like 30-06 and 308, 30-30, but they do not keep 7.62-39 there. So, which I mean, I don't know. I guess they're extremely biased toward that. I don't know, but what do you say as far as price and availability? Best 30 caliber cartridge.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm gonna go with 30-30 also.
Okay, that is one of the most popular 30 caliber rounds for sure. So,
useful, and you're going to find it like pretty much everywhere.
Right. Super Chicken out there. He's saying the 300 blackout is crazy high. Well, he has to get some reloading gear. If you Gizzard says ammo and gas stations, not in these parts. Yeah, 300 blackout. You know, the key to it is going to be loading it yourself. The versatility of that caliber is just it's unmatched in any other 30 caliber cartridge out there. Provided that you reload or load, I should say, because you can buy new components and that's technically not reloading. But yeah, if you buy it, you're very limited. It's getting better, but the prices are also sort of high too. So yeah. What else we got here? Scott saying he's also saying 7.62x39 on cost. Patriot says, what caliber is 38.55? That would be 38 caliber. Pant says 7.62x54R. I don't know. Can you get 7.62x54R cheaper than 7.62x39? At one time, you could.
At one point, but I don't think so anymore. In fact, it's hard to even find it so much anymore.
Yeah, I can remember buying it for, I don't know, $3.50 a box or something when, X39 was closer to $5. Nearly a buck a box cheaper once upon a time. So, D out there says his hometown liquor store sells ammo, optics, knives, and then beer, wine, and liquor. So that is truly a beer bait and ammo type store. So that's, that's interesting. All right. With that, let's jump over to Mr. Rick. Before we do that, I'll bring Ellis in here since he showed up late. Ellis, are you in agreement that or disagreement that 30 caliber is probably the most popular caliber in North America?
Oh, definitely. There's been more animals killed in this country with 30 caliber weapons than I'd say anywhere in the world.
And what would you think you're the most versatile caliber? 30-06?
30-06.
Sweet. Okay.
You can go from something as low as what, 115-20 grain bullets all the way up to 240?
Yeah, 220 very effectively. Yeah. What about range? What's your thoughts?
7 millimeter maximum.
What is it?
7 millimeter magnum.
7 mag. Okay. Fair enough. All right, now let's jump over to Rick. With all of that, not that information out there, Rick. Have you got any? You got any questions or anything to add?
Well, you were talking about prices. I like the idea of gas stations. That's cool. Selling stuff. I definitely got to get out of the Northeast. But no, on that, since I reload my own ammo for my pistols, I would think I would buy the dies and do my rifle. So, Mike, what would be the best one for that? You know what I'm saying? Cost-wise, because you're talking about buying a box of, what do you say, was it 30-06 for 12 bucks?
That's going to be your ammunition. Yeah, the cheapest you're going to get is probably the 7.62x39. And that's likely not going to be brass. So you're not going to be able to reload that. So that's that's a good question. Cheapest you can buy that's brass. I would think probably 308 would be the cheapest you can buy that's actually brass.
I mean, I've narrowed this down some. My first rifle, really, I want a lever gun.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy. 30-30.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Or 308. 308, they have some lever guns.
There are. They're a little pricey, but yeah.
Well, would it hit my 300-yard target?
30-30 at 300 yards? Ooh.
All day long. Yeah.
Yeah, 30-30 is fine at 300.
It'll be challenging, but super easy, and yeah. be fun. And it's the kind of thing that once you get that dialed in and you're used to it, you can hand that to somebody and it'll take them a minute to get used to it, even if they're real good, because there's a bit of a drop. So it'd be fun to shoot that.
Yeah. 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 So there you go. I think we got that figured out, maybe.
What about, 30-30 reloading? Is it feasible?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. One of the reasons it's so popular is because it's a self-sustainable kind of thing. You could be out in the middle of a cabin, keep your gun going.
Oh, yeah. And, thing is, especially in a lever rifle like that, you're not beating the cartridges up nearly as bad as you would in, say, a semi-auto. It's going to be more akin to a bolt rifle. So, yeah, I mean, I would think unless you were loading really, really, really hot, you're going to get quite a few loads out of the brass on that too. And brass for 30-30, even if you had to buy some to get started, once fired is not going to be too crazy. And that's because there's a lot of it out there, because that's one of the most popular calibers for hunting, in the country is 30-30. So, a lot of people side in at ranges and stuff like that, and they just leave it laying. I can't tell you the number of 30-30 I picked up off of ranges before. It's a bunch. The biggest thing that you got to be careful with, Rick, on the 30-30 caliber and reloading for a lever rifle is the projectile. Not a good idea to go. You know what the OGIVE is. You don't want your real long OGIVE on that projectile. You want it to kind of be a stubby projectile with either a polymer tip or maybe some type of a flat tip or a hollow point in a sense. It's hollow, but it's still flat on the end. So you don't want a pointy projectile up in the tube against the primer on the one ahead of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the idea behind that. So, and that's not a big deal. That just deals with your selection of primer of projectiles. It really has nothing to do with cost. You would just pick one with a rounder nose or a flatter nose. Instead of Spitzer style, Remington core locked or, Hornady interlock or something like that. What is the Hornady that the Lever Revolution round that they have? I can't think of it offhand.
Now that you're saying that, I went brain dead too.
Yeah, it's the one they make specifically for lever rifles. It's got the little polymer tip on it. If somebody out, FTX, Cycle got it. Thank you, Cycle. It's the FTX. That's a really good one. And then pair that, especially with the Hornady Superformance or Lever Revolution powders that they have out there, Rick. And you get some really good loads for 30-30 out of that for sure.
All right. So, I've been writing that down for when I get around to doing it.
Right.
All right.
So, all right, let's run this back through the room now real quick. We'll do our, top three. Just, they don't have to be in any order. And you don't really have to justify it if you don't want to, but, yeah, well, that's fine. If you want to, that's fine. But, like I said, this is not an NEA top five list. So, this is just kind of to give people an idea of, what's popular, out there is all. Outlaw, what would be your top three in, cartridges in 30 caliber?
Oh, Lord. 30-30, 30-06, probably 308.
There you go. Midnight.
I've got three 30 calibers, 7.62 by 39, 308 and 8mm Mauser. I love my 8mm. That's a fun one to shoot and reload for. That's why the 30-06 is around, because the 8mm was being used.
Right. And Matt, what about you?
All right, so I'm going to say a 30-30 because I just really like lever rifles, and it's a whole lot of fun. I'm going to go 308 because that is what my Ruger American is chambered in, and I got it left-handed, and I really love that rifle. And I'm going to say a 327 Federal because I live in a nasty town, and it's important for me to have a firearm on me. And that's the most common 30 caliber concealed carry.
Delma.
So from the bottom, 308, then 30-30, and then 30-06 on top.
Okay. Fair enough. G, what do you say?
That is the dilemma that I had trying to come up with this, with just the top three. So
okay.
I'm going to pull a Yankee. And so 308, number four, 7.62 by 54R can be number three, 7.62 by 39 can be number two, and then
30-30.
Okay. You can't conceal any of those.
I don't know. I knew G would have an issue. He would have to get that 54R in there somewhere. He would have to. So
it's the longest running modern or what, the oldest caliber that's still being used. Yeah. And it's the PKM. Done. The best gun ever.
I'm not disputing it. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm not gonna argue that one.
No, not going to. Wouldn't do you any good to argue with G anyway. Mine from bottom to top, I'm going to say 30-30, then I'm going to go 308, and then everybody out there that has listened to me for any length of time knows at the top, I'm going to say 300 blackout. Hands down, bar none. I do reload, so that's not an issue for me. Again, 90 grain all the way up to 265 grain. I mean, come on. I can load.
Some of us are sensible about the number of grains.
Yeah, I know. It's too many. I know. They need a restriction on that. So I'll email Feinstein in the morning and talk with her about possible grain restriction now. So let's do something here.
Okay.
We're at the end and all of that good stuff. And we were talking about 30-30. So let's do let me get the answer over here in the side chat.
400 Jeffries.
This should be a pretty easy one. But what is, y'all ready? I'm gonna make sure everybody's ready. Okay, here we go. We're gonna have we're gonna give away another Tactical Leprechaun sticker before we leave here. So the question is, what is the NATO designation for the 30-06?
Midnight rain sucks.
Not true, outhouse. Not true.
Onions.
Onions. I don't know about onions, but
yeah, we're talking about hot dogs over here in the chat.
There's 50 of you out there now. Come on, somebody's got to know this. Fackle says 76251. D says 7.62 by 51. We're looking for NATO designation for the 30-06.
7.62 is correct. Yeah. The second one.
Well, yeah, but 7.62 is any 30 cal.
7.62 is just the diameter. It's the other part that gives you the case, right?
Scott says caliber 30 grand. Michael Kemp says that's 308. Yes. Yes, 7.62-51 is 308. Moose says, Peacemaker. Get it, saying. Peanut, he's gotten close. He says it's a X67.
I think they're just throwing numbers out now.
I think they're just guessing. Bam! D's got it. D's got it on the Gun Channel side. Gun Channel side whooped the YouTube side's butt tonight.
Come on, y'all guy. There you go, Gary. So, yeah. But it's too late.
D has it. 7.62 by 63 is the NATO designation for the 30-06. So it is a big, long, honking cartridge. So, D, same thing as Dead Horse earlier, buddy. Just shoot me an email live at clovertech.com. We'll get you taken care of on that sticker if you want it. So yeah, with that, let's start wrapping things up. I'll run through the panel here. Final thoughts or show plugs or whatever you want to mention is fair game. We'll start with Outlaw.
Oh, let's see. I got a show coming up Tuesday night at 6. And since Ghostin isn't here, I'll have to plug his show, which is Ghost Tactical. His show comes on at 8. And then Hit or Miss Tuesday nights at 9. And they owe me money.
And Mr. Rick, you're up. Thank you for being for standing on the panel, man, and being a good sport about, you know, the questions and all that. I think it really helped and pushed the conversation along tonight.
No problem. I appreciate it. I got some info. I took notes.
Right.
Took notes. So, I want to plug my show tomorrow at 3:00 Eastern. Rick's Life as I See It.
Yep. And,
you know, come on over, subscribe to me before I can get to the 100. I'm not there yet. And if you listen to my show from last Saturday, you got to midnight tonight to answer that question. And I did put it out to the audience yesterday in the chat.
Right. So,
you know, I'm not giving the question out anymore. Listen to my show.
Right. Yeah. They want to win it. They gotta watch. There you go.
So you got the midnight tonight to win the Old West playing cards.
There you go, guys. So get over there and check out Rick's channel, watch that video, and win that deck of cards, man. Those are nice, definitely. Yeah. Midnight, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It's been a while since I've been able to hang out with you guys. Busy, 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 you know. Just come over and check out the channel. We're coming up on another big food holiday. Christmas is always a big time food stuff. So come over Sunday nights and, you know, bring your food questions and your food chat needs. And I'll help you out.
Awesome. Matt, what you got, buddy?
I just want to say that a burrito is a sandwich. And if anybody wants to either agree or disagree with me about that, email me at 50. That's
false.
I'm in the middle of my email. Shut up. 50calibrekarma@gmail.com. Email me whether you agree or disagree about a burrito being a sandwich and your reasons why.
Is there a prize with that?
Say again?
Did we get a prize?
I don't have any prizes for you.
No.
Did you say fries, Rick?
No, I didn't fries, say
fries. Fries with
that? Like a sticker or something for the best answer.
You gotta watch saying anything that sounds like, do you want fries with that? Because if you do, Midnight is programmed to answer you. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, if I get something I really like, I'll send somebody a Christmas card with my picture, and then they'll have a picture of me. It'll be great.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Send a picture of Midnight. We're good.
What you got, Gelsman?
Yeah. I'm laughing now. That's great. No, so yeah, check out my YouTube. I'm racing Rick to 100. And I might go live tomorrow and do some fitching. So check it out. It's a good channel.
Are you saying you're going to quark Rick? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm going to try to beat him to 100 is what I'm going to try to do. And I'll actually do giveaways.
Well, Rick does too. It's just nobody's answering the question correctly. So.
That's right.
So, what do you do? Come on. He can't make it any easier. He ain't spoon feeding it to you.
I mean, yesterday, I practically gave the answer.
It's open book, and they've got Google, and what more do they need, you know? So, G, you're up. You're up, buddy. You got anything in closing?
Yeah, midnight. We still need fries for table four. I'm waiting on those. And we do the Daily Gun Show at midnight, so we'll be going live here in about, what, 40 minutes, half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, you tip the kitchen, you get your fries real quick, G.
I've got a complaint too. My burger was supposed to be medium, and it was well, and it's supposed to have mayonnaise instead of mustard. So,
yeah, what's your
point? I want to speak to the manager, please.
I ate it all.
So all that means is you don't know how to order a burger correctly.
Right. So, man, there we go. There's your show for Friday, guys. Hopefully everybody enjoyed themselves, had fun.
We do a tool chat in the morning as well. So,
oh, okay. What time is that, G?
I think 11 o'clock my time, so whatever time that is for all y'all. I think I'm mountain right now.
And that's an extension more or less of like the van chat, isn't it?
It's on the Gear channel, yeah, over on the Gear Websites channel on YouTube. And then, no, it's just tools. I like talking about tools.
Okay.
Awesome. Lockpicks, radios, just tools in general, organizing toolboxes, or right. tools.
Well, other than guns, that's probably one thing that another thing we all have in common is we all have tools probably of some sort. So, kind of hard to have guns and not have tools.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I buy tools and I have never even used them just because they're tools.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, I kind of live by my tools. I'm actually a mechanic at Toyota, so
they're kind of important. You got all the expensive tools then. You've got Batman tools.
No, that's Volkswagen, not Toyota.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
Volkswagens take hardly anything.
It's been fun, guys. Let's close it up. That'll close it up for me. At least, may pop up on a lawn chair chat or something. You never know, but that'll close it up for me. Yeah, you've got a lot of shows tomorrow. I want to mention Caliber Corner in the morning. I don't know for a fact that Travis is doing that, but if he does, that happens fairly early in the morning, what, 8 or so, I think. Or maybe it's 9. Maybe it's 9 Eastern. But, yeah.
Yeah, 9 o'clock Eastern.
9 o'clock Eastern if he does that. So, yeah, then you move into the tool chat and Rick's Life as I See It, several other things. Sunday, just a reminder for those out there that watch Never Enough Ammo, watch Matt too. He said Sunday, his was canceled for Sunday. So you've got essentially Yankee Sunday afternoon, I guess, and then
and we do the van chats on Sunday, so that's when the actual van chat happens.
Okay. Now the van chats are on Sunday. Sweet. So, and then of course midnight comes on and closes the week out for Gun Channels. With that, I want you to also remember Gun Channels. For those of you out there that are not members, go jump over on Gun Channels, check that out. Free to join. Free to use, free to hang out. Lots of cool things going on there. That's it for me, guys. Hopefully everybody has a good weekend. If the weather's good enough, then to get out there, get on the range, do some shooting, spend some time with family, be safe, and have fun. Bye, guys.